forgiveness.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not the Christ. Bust the place. No.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think she was gonna make it.
Bless the Lord Christ.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm not here. Go. Bust the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joseph. You listen to Faith is Power Radio. It is a great morning to praise God. You got to praise Him every single day, day and night. Meditate on your word day and night, not just Saturday or Sunday, but praise Him 7 days a week as much as you can, because God is a great God. We have a special guest. His name is Paul, and he will give a sermon today on salvation and forgiveness. And also, He will give you a message on the Bibles he's going to give out very soon. Just stay tuned on that. And I would like to dedicate everything. I would like to dedicate the show to the people in 9/11 victims, the ones that passed away on the 9/11, the family members that passed away. I would like to start off with a prayer before we do anything else, because the power of prayer is the most important thing. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for everything, Lord Father. Lord, give me the strength, Lord Father. Give Paul the strength and use him, Lord Father, to give the word and let the Holy Spirit use him to speak so he could reach out to everyone that need to be reached out, everyone that need to be touched. Lord Father, let those that's lost, let them not be lost anymore, Lord Father. Let them be touched, Lord Father, by your words, Lord Father. Use Paul, Lord Father, to so he could reach out to everyone that needs to be reached out. And your grace and your mercy, Lord Jesus, and your blood, I pray in your name. Amen. Well, I'm about to go ahead and start the show and let Paul give out the sermon. Go ahead, Paul.
Morning, brothers and sisters. I'd like to have you grab a piece of paper and a pencil. I'm going to give you several Bible references, and if you would like to have these references mailed to you, you're most welcome to, you know, to call us and or email. I'm also going to, I'd like to give you a free CD of the Talking Bible. The whole Bible is recorded word for word on CD. It only takes 18 hours, less than one day, to listen to the entire New Testament of the Bible. It only takes 72 hours to listen to the entire Bible. I'm going to give you several Bible references, and you're most welcome to call and or email for these Bible references as well as a free Bible CD. Please grab a piece of paper and a pencil, and I'll give them to you after all the Bible references. Brothers and sisters, I want to talk on basically four subjects this morning: salvation, forgiveness, why did God write us the Bible, and the whole Bible, I really believe, is summed up in 10 verses. Salvation, I'm pretty certain a lot of you know John 3:16-17, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:17 says, "For God sent not his Son Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that the through Jesus be saved." Brothers and sisters, my translation of John 3:16 says, "For Jesus so loved us that he came to this earth, lived a perfect life without one sin." If we believe, trust, have faith in Jesus, then we're going to go from earth to heaven, not from earth to hell. "For Jesus came not to be our judge, but to be our Savior." Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31, there's a story about Paul, who my mother named me after in the Bible. Paul was in prison, and the good Lord hit the prison with an earthquake, and the whole prison fell apart. Anyway, the jailers at that time, if prisoners were able to escape, the jailers were put to death. Anyway, the jailer was about to kill himself, and Paul yelled out, "Don't do yourself no harm. All of us are still here." And the jailer came running into Silas, and he says, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved and your family." In the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "I write you this Bible so that you may know that you're going to go from earth to heaven if you believe, trust, have faith in Jesus." Over and over again, brothers and sisters, the Bible repeats itself. in regard to salvation. If we could get good enough, the Bible over and over again says, be holy, be righteous, be forgiving, be perfect, be merciful. If we could get good enough to be acceptable to God, God demands perfection. If we could get good enough to be acceptable, Jesus wouldn't have came and lived a perfect life for me, for you, for everybody. He loves us super much, whether we love him or not. Okay, in regard to forgiveness of sins, in the John chapter 1, verse 8, I'm going to take a minute and read it to you. It says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and God's word is not in us. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In the book of Romans again, chapter 6, verse 23, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus. You must believe, trust, have faith in Jesus. That's the only way we're going to make it, brothers and sisters, from earth to heaven, and a joyful, peaceful life here on this earth. I'd like to hit you with one more in regard to forgiveness of sins. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9, 10, and 11. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Here's the good news. And such were some of you. But you are washed with that red blood of Jesus. You are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Jesus paid it all. Thank you, Jesus. In regard to brothers and sisters, why did God write us the Bible? I'm pretty certain that you have bought an automobile, a washer, dryer, a refrigerator, and or a cell phone or something. Whenever you buy an item, you usually get a manual to tell you how it works. I really believe that the Bible is God's manual to tell us what life is all about. In the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 32, Jesus told Peter, after you have been converted, strengthen your brothers and sisters. I've gotten a lot of strength from Brother Joseph, and I hope I'm giving a little bit of strength here on Joseph's program. In the book of John, chapter 8, verse 31 to 32, Jesus told the people that were following him at that time, he says, if you stay in my Bible, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's a lot of brothers and sisters in bondage today, brothers and sisters, but you will be free in God's word. In the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4. In the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 4. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. They all three say the same thing. It says, man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Brothers and sisters, why did God write us the Bible? I have a personalized license plate that says, why Bible? In the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 18 to 21, it says, don't you add to the Bible, and don't you take away from it. A lot of brothers and sisters today are twisting and turning the Bible where they should not be. In the book of John, chapter 21, verse 25, it states that Jesus did many, many things. And if all the things that Jesus did were to be written down, the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Jesus paid it all, brothers and sisters. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says the whole Bible is inspired by God, and it's useful for teaching us the truth. In the book of James chapter 3, verse 8, it says, no man can tame the tongue. But brothers and sisters, Jesus can tame the tongue. He sure tamed mine. My tongue has never slowed down any, but it sure has changed. In the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 10 to 12, Paul wrote, he says, this gospel that I preach to you is a direct revelation from Jesus. He didn't learn it in a preacher factory. He didn't go to college to learn it. God inspired him to write the enormous amount of the New Testament of the Bible. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, it says, faith in Jesus cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Bible. That's my translation. The actual Bible wording is, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 10, it says, hear and understand God's word. In the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 14, it says, let our words be acceptable unto you, God. Let the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you. Brothers and sisters, God loves us super much, and he paid it all by sending Jesus here to live a perfect life for every one of us. Now, I'd like to end up here with the whole Bible, I really believe, is summed up in 10 verses. The 10 verses come out of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 17, verses 22 to 31. The whole Bible, I really believe, is summed up. Acts chapter 17, verses 22 to 31. It states that God gives to everybody life, breath, and everything. It says, out of one blood, God made all complexions of skin. It says, in God, we live, move, and exist. The same 10 verses, Jesus loves us so much. Gospel tract that I'd like to send you all to the free Bible CD, as well as all the Bible verses I just gave you. I've got a gospel tract that says, Jesus loves us so much. I got about 4 different references on this gospel tract stating John 3:16 and 17, which I already gave you. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 to 21, where it says, we love Jesus because Jesus first loved us. Ephesians 2, 8 to 10 says, for by God's grace are we saved through the faith of Jesus, and it says, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And it says, we are God's workmanship, created into Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them good works. This Bible in 10 verses, I really believe, states that Jesus loves us super much. Here's a couple more verses that do say that. These 10 verses also say we're all free spirits. We're all religious fanatics. Every one of us are worshiping something, someone, or God Christ Jesus every minute of every day. God made us to worship him, not all these false gods of booze, drugs, tobacco, homes, automobiles. A lot of people are worshiping all kinds of false gods and don't realize they're worshiping these things. I got another about 4 different references on being a religious fanatic. These verses also say that we should all repent. God commands everybody to repent in regard to stop, brothers and sisters, turn around. There's no case too hopeless for Jesus. I don't care what you've done in the past. The good Lord loves you super much. He's allowed me, you, and every other human being to do all kinds of things he don't want us to do. He's got a rule book called the Bible to tell us what's right and what's wrong. Please check it out. 18 hours you can listen to the entire New Testament. 72 hours you can listen to the entire Bible. Now, if you've still got that piece of paper and a pencil, I'd like to give you a couple phone numbers and an email address. And if we can help you more, please call and or please email us. The phone number for Brother Paul is 305-308-7250. One more time, 305-308-7250. The phone number for Brother Joseph is 786-262-7340. Brother Joseph, again, is 786-262-7340. Brother Joseph, our email here is josephthedreamer@gmail.com. One more time, josephthedreamer@gmail.com. Joseph is J-O-S-E-P-H, the D-A, dreamer, D-R-E-A-M-E-R, at G for God, Gmail, M-A-I-L.com. God bless us more, brothers. Thank you. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. God bless us more.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the message today. I hope everybody enjoyed the Word of God and listened and wrote down everything, every information that Paul just said. I hope you would go ahead and get the Bible CD and get my email. That's josephthedreamer@gmail.com. That's josephthedreamer@gmail.com. And today was the word for salvation and forgiveness. I hope everybody, you know, would go ahead and just submit to God. You know, we do have a little bit of time left. That's what people need to know. And that's what some people out here, some preachers don't want to say. But we do have a little bit of time left, and you need to, you know, give yourself up to God completely. Just give yourself up, you know, give him all of you. Okay, not a little bit of you, give up all of you to him, and the grace of God will take over. Let God take over your life. Let the Lord take over your life, okay? There's no time to do the same old things you did. I know you'll fall a couple of times, but you need to get back up, repent, and continue doing the new things you need to do. Renew your mind with Christ Jesus and continue doing what you have to do, because we came here to live a purpose. We came here to live a purpose and the grace and mercy of God, and do what we have to do in his will, not in our will, but his will. Wherever he take us, that's where we're going. Without fear, okay, without fear, because you cannot have faith and have fear at the same time, okay? You have to have faith, continuously having faith in God and trusting in him no matter what happens, okay? Don't let the enemy take over. Do not let the enemy come in. Do not let him distract you, because that's what he does. He come here to seek, kill, and destroy. He came here to seek, steal, kill, and destroy. Okay? And just focus on God. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. 24/7, stay in prayer. I'm not talking about, you know, one time a day, or you pray on this day or that day. You're in a relationship with the Lord. Have that relationship with the Lord. Build that relationship with the Lord. By you believing and accepting him, you will be saved. Okay? You will be saved. That's just by having a relationship with him. There's people out there that do go to church, but they don't have that relationship with him, okay? You have to build that relationship with him 24/7. As you build that relationship, as you be around your friends and family, it's the same way you have to be around your Father in heaven, okay? Build that relationship with the Lord, and do not reject them. You have them, you know, just be with them. He wants to be with you. The Lord wants to, you know, stand by your side. Even though you don't accept him, he'll still be by your side because he has that love. He has that love for all of us, no matter what happens, because we do have free will. But accept him. Accept him in your heart, and the Lord will do the rest in your life. See, he did a lot for me. I've been through a lot in my life. And, you know, I thank the Lord until this day that I'm alive and giving the gospel and being his servant. Okay? This is not just the radio for me. This is me being a servant of God and working for him. And it's a great feeling that I have when I give the word of God. And when I hear Paul give the word of God on the radio, you know, through music, through the radio, through wherever we have to express ourselves to get the word of God for those that have to be reached out all through the nation, all through the world, it's a powerful thing because the gospel will be spread around the world and everybody will hear. For those that want to hear, let them hear. For those that's righteous, let them be righteous. For those that's wicked, let them be wicked. For those that's holy, let them be holy. Because not just that, for those people that's already submitting to God, they're already saved. They know not to do the same thing again, but to focus. And focus on God and following him to that path. Okay? We're going to do tomorrow's show on forgiveness continuously from Friday and Saturday. I'm glad everybody been listening. And I hope everybody's been covered. And study the word. Please study the word. You have to have the word in your head, and meditate in the word, walk in the word, because faith without works is what? Dead. So put in work, and it's by the grace of God that he will take over your life immediately. Just have faith and believe. I will close this with a prayer. I would like to thank Paul for being here. Thank you, my brother. And please send me an email at Joseph the Dreamer. That's Joseph the Dreamer. To use any info about the Y Bible, the Talking Bible. And there's another one, right, brother? There's another Bible. You have?
No,
it's just the white Bible.
Oh,
it's a Bible on CD. Okay. So if you need a Bible on CD, just email me at Joseph the Dreamer at gmail.com. That's JosephTheDreamer@gmail.com. And Paul number, if you want to call him, is 305-308-7250. That's 305-308-7250. I would like to close this with a prayer. Thank you, Lord Father, for everything, Lord Jesus, for using us, Lord, to give out the gospel all through the nation, all through the world, all through locally, Lord. Use us continuously. Use us not just for radio, but evangelism, Lord, and reach out to those that lost, to reach out to those that need the word, Lord Father, that the need of your relationship, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. Cover them in your blood. Cover us in your blood, Lord Father, for we're not perfect, Lord Father, but by your grace and mercy, that you will keep us healed and have us walk by the salvation you gave us, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord Father, for being on the cross for us, Lord Jesus, every single day, Lord Father. Cover us, Lord Father, for we is in the last days, Lord, and keep us in the word. Let us not be distracted. Let us not be in the wrong direction, but let's keep us in the right path, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. Hold our hands so we can continue following and continue building our relationship with you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Father. Cover those that was listening, Lord Father. And it's in, by your grace and mercy that this shall be saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your blood I pray it in your name. Amen. Thank you. Have a blessed, wonderful day. And remember, grace and mercy. Trust in the Lord. Whatever you're about to do today, let it be His will, not yours. Thank you, and God bless.